beating up the media. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. President Trump is, of course, not the first president to be mercilessly pummeled by the media, nor the first to make it a campaign issue.
Words like erratic, irrational, and incomprehensible are not ordinarily used to describe the carefully studied military decision of the nation's commander-in-chief. And it pours out of the television set and the radio in a daily torrent.
Even before Watergate, the media was pummeling Richard Nixon over the war in Vietnam, and the job of punching back went to his vice president, Spiro Agnew.
But you are the vice president, they say to me. You should choose your language more carefully. Nonsense. I've sworn that I'll uphold the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
This was back in 1969, when just three TV networks could pretty much control the agenda.
A raised eyebrow, an inflection of the voice, a caustic remark dropped in the middle of a broadcast can raise doubts in a million minds about the veracity of a public official or the wisdom of a government policy.
The media getting scolded by the White House is nothing new. But one thing has changed quite a bit since 1969.
Every elected leader in the United States depends on these men of the media. Whether what I've said to you tonight will be heard and seen at all by the nation is not my decision. It's their decision.
Not anymore. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.